Hello, and welcome to the New Homeowner Podcast. This is a podcast for first-time homebuyers who are building a brand new home. In this episode, we'll be talking about everyone's favorite party conversation starter, interest rates. And podcast listeners, put your floaties on because we're diving into the deep end of the pool to talk about interest rate locks. Our guest today is Mike. He's a regional manager for MVR Mortgage, and he's an expert on all things related to locking your interest rate. And keep your ears open because at the end of the episode, Mike has a brilliant tip that you can use to avoid rate lock anxiety. Amy, Kelsey, welcome to the show. It's good to see you guys again.
It's fun to see you too.
Yeah.
You as well. Yeah. I'm already envisioning Jason at his next party, starting off a conversation talking about this podcast episode.
I have started off a conversation talking about interest rates, and I feel like an old man, like, boy, rates are really low today, aren't they? We're in a new studio. This is kind of cool down here. It's the same for you listeners. It's just a conference room. There's nothing special about it, but it's two floors lower, a little bit bigger. And Kelsey has a cool sign on the door that says recording in progress. It's pretty official.
It feels official.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nearly fall and it's everyone's favorite time for pumpkin spice lattes. I have to say, I'm not a big fan. I know some people are. Are you guys into pumpkin spice flavoring?
It's not my thing, personally.
I don't drink it either.
Wow.
No.
None.
I wouldn't say that I strongly dislike it, but it's not my go-to. I might get one just to feel festive and seasonal.
I've had one in my life.
Mike, what do you think?
A little too much for
too
me.
Too sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it is a sign of fall now. I look for it. It's usually like the third week in August, someone brings it up that they're having it and it's 110 degrees. So
I do have a pumpkin candle out at home.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I heard some news, Kelsey. I heard that you bought a house.
We did.
Is this true? Or we? Yeah. I don't want to.
Yes.
You did do it on your own. I don't know. Did it with your new husband?
Yeah. No, awesome. We did.
Did you buy new construction or used?
Yeah, we went new construction.
Good. Okay, check mark. And Ryan Holmes. Somebody else? Ryan Holmes, great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, how could we not, Ryan Holmes? It's been exciting, and I'm going through all the same, you know, feeling the emotions that everyone tuning in goes through. And it's funny, my husband, it seems like every time I get home from work, he has at least five questions ready to hit me with.
So you're writing those down?
Well, every single time I tell him, listen to the podcast. That's my answer.
It's so funny that, I mean, we didn't plan this. We started the podcast idea a year ago and you were here and then Amy were like, let's get Kelsey on the podcast project. That'll be great. And we had no idea. You didn't know you were buying a house, I'm guessing. So
no, this is a new development.
Yeah, no, not at all. And to be honest, I feel like, you know, new construction wasn't something we were necessarily considering before, but I think just being involved in this process and in the podcast kind of led us in that direction because it even made me feel more comfortable, you know, going through all of these episodes. And I'm learning more than one thing new every time that we have a, you know, our guest speaker in here who's the expert on the topic. So yeah, it's been great.
What's been the response from your family and friends?
They're all excited. I mean, our goal was to have a house where we could say, hey, everyone come to us for the holidays. So I think they're looking forward
to that.
That's
an aggressive goal.
I always had the same goal. I get it.
Really? Yeah. Well, we have a huge family. And so right now it's like Christmas time. We're going to four different houses in a matter of a few days. So now with our new house, I can say, come to us.
See, I have a small family. We're talking two first cousins small, but I still just always want people at my house.
Now, our Thanksgiving count is like 23.
Oh, wow.
That's so ours. My goal is to get them out of my house and go to my sister's house.
I might regret this decision because, yeah, we're that big too. So we'll see.
All right. So you're buying a new house. You're building new. What do you know about locking your interest rate?
So it's funny, just to give everyone kind of an idea of where we are in the process, we're kind of going through that bit of a quieter period where they're pulling our permits and ordering our materials. And my husband, just being the type of personality that he is already talking about locking interest rates and has had all these questions for me. And I'm like, gosh, I don't know. Thank goodness I have a podcast scheduled for that though. So I'm very much looking forward to this episode.
Good. Well, Mike is here. Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks. I've been with the company for 16 years. I originated loans with NVR. I have been in the management ranks now for about 8 years and really focusing on my region, which is heavily focused on leadership development, branch development, employee experience, and creating efficiencies for our home buyers to receive the best possible customer experience that we can provide.
And originate a loan means to like to make one, right?
To actually take the loan application, correct. Okay. So to be the loan officer.
Okay, gotcha. So a few episodes ago, we talked about payment. What's your monthly payment going to be? And we talked about interest and principal and those things. We talked a little bit about rate and we said, hey, we're going to come back to rate locking because it's a moment in time during the build process that's kind of unique because I can't think of another product like a car or a credit card where you kind of are waiting and you as the consumer get to decide when you want to lock in your rate. I mean, with a credit card, you get the rate they offer. And if they change it, they change it. You can leave if you want, but most people don't. Same thing with a car. So what does it mean to lock your rate? I mean, do I go on a website? Can I unlock it later and change it up? What does that mean exactly?
It's a great question. So normally when you purchase an automobile, you select the automobile, you go through the qualifying process, you close on the rate that they offer you on the same day, most frequently. When you finance a mortgage, it's normally a larger transaction where you're going to secure your interest rate well in advance of settlement so that you have the time to get comfortable with the terms and get to a place where you're prepared for the settlement date, which may be 60 days from that time frame. So once you lock it, you're securing a commitment from the lender, and that lock will be good through closing. And then for if it's a 30-year fixed rate mortgage for the term of your loan.
And to be clear, we're talking about your interest rate. That's what we're locking, which you know, has varied over time from in the 70s, 16% down to 3%, even a touch under at certain times. So it can make a big difference, certainly in your payment. Sometimes not as big as people think. And I think people get really worried over a tenth of a point and we'll talk about the whole point system, but it just means an amount of money. So it's helpful, I think, for your loan officer and you to discuss, well, what does this mean in dollar amounts, right? And so I think that's an important conversation to have.
Absolutely. So for Kelsey's experience right now, that's an ultimate variable still taking place. So we're wondering what's going to happen with the rates. When can I secure this variable so that I know what to expect with my financing? And it does. It leads us to some anxiety until we can get to that place of securing that. On a purchase this size, that's understandable.
Now, we our previous episode, we kind of were working up to the pre-drywall meeting. And so now we're talking interest rates. Is this around the time that people start either locking their rate or talking about locking their rates? And why pre-drywall? Why is this the moment?
So drywall and that conversation begins around the drywall period of time because the house is under roof at that time. So we can more easier project when we're going to be able to settle on the home. So lock terms are in 30-day segments. So once we get to drywall, we're about 45 to 60 days out. That's typically when we're talking about locking in an interest rate. So at that time, our loan officer can then confirm with our home buyer that we're within 45 days. These are your lock options, and they'll begin that process.
So when I settle on the house, it's locked for good. Until the house is done and I've signed everything, the lock can expire. And then you would get a different rate at that point. So you really want to know, okay, when's it going to be done? All right, let's start the clock. And the reason you have to lock it from what you were telling us in the pre-call is just, look, to lock a rate costs money for every company, for NVR Mortgage, for any mortgage company. It costs them money to guarantee that this rate is still there because rates change every day. You can go online and you can see what today's rates are and they go up and down based on what's happening in the world and a lot of other factors.
Absolutely. So when you take your loan application, you're issued an interest rate so that we can qualify you and get your loan approved. That rate's considered floating. That's how we describe that.
Oh, the floaties. I knew there was a reason I used that word. Rates.
Floating is a term we use until we get to the point where we can lock. So you know generally where we are with the market when we start the process. And then when we come up to locking the rate, we can then secure it and move forward. But in the meantime, our loan officer is sharing the trends, sharing what we're reading to offer that information to our home buyers so they can make the most informed decision once they get to that place where they're released to lock once we get through that drywall meeting.
So you talked a little bit about the timing of when you lock, but My husband's kind of like Kelsey's husband. He's watching rates. He knows what's going on. I'm blissfully unaware and don't want the responsibility. So whose responsibility is it to initiate this conversation about locking your rate?
It's a good question. So one of the benefits to working with NVR Mortgage is our loan officers are interacting with the sales and marketing representative on a regular basis, the project manager on a regular basis. They work in between the loan processor and underwriting on a regular basis. So they're really, to say how we described this in previous episodes, the quarterback of the financing side of this process. The loan officer is going to be asking those questions. Our loan officers are going to be eager to get you to that place because we know what a relief it is to once you get within that window to start having those conversations. Everybody's anxious and looking forward to having that conversation. So the loan officer is going to be asking the project manager, are we in a place where we can lock these customers based on the delivery dates? And we confirm at that point, and then we will make those outgoing phone calls.
Okay, so we don't have to be obsessively watching the calendar, watching the rates. You guys will take care of that for our customers.
Absolutely right.
Gotcha. And I imagine that's different than other lenders people might consider. They don't have that level of communication.
We're so unique because of the build cycle being a couple of months. So NVR Mortgage only focuses on NVR home building brands. So we understand the process more than most because this is the only business that we do. So we want to be the process expert. We want to be the product expert. And we want to be the market expert as a loan officer team.
And the quarterback.
And the quarterback.
You guys want all the roles.
That comes through. And to summarize, that would be the quarterback. So we know how... what the major milestones are, we're looking forward to those milestones, and then we're able to set expectations with our home buyer. So that allows us a little bit more confidence in those discussions or those communications as to when you're going to be approaching these locked terms. And yes, we're excited to make those phone calls when we have the opportunity to do so.
Hey, homeowners, it's Kelsey with the New Homeowner Podcast. If you ask me, the best neighbors you could have are your friends and family. Send them to ryanhomes.com to get in touch with your community sales team or just to browse local communities in their area. That's ryanhomes.com. Now back to the podcast.
So did your kids have floaties? Like the swim things that you put on their arms?
Well, of course, we're extra. So we went with the...
Did you go with the jacket
rescue
thing?
Rescue swimming that never had floaties, but I had them as an 80s child.
Yeah, my niece, she had like a jacket on, like these high quality fabric floaties that look like actually could save your life. And I was looking at a picture of myself as a kid, plastic, like cheapest thing in the world that someone blew up with their mouth and maybe hopefully put the thing in properly.
That was me. Yeah.
How that kept you above water, we don't know.
Maybe that's why I'm such a good swimmer now, because I realized the danger I was in. So a rate can float up or down, but so when you lock it, it's not going to go up. And you're protecting yourself against, okay, what if it skyrockets? You know, we're so close to finishing. You know, in swimming, you don't want to float down. That's bad. But with interest rates, that would be nice. So is that an option? And what does that entail to turn that on, if you will?
Good question. So locking is... the typical lock at a 60-day time frame, you're going to secure your rate. And at that point, your rate is secured. So we're taking you out of the market. There's no more up or down exposure. And we're satisfied with where we are. And we're going to take that all the way through closing. On our extended lock program, so we do a typical 60-day lock. And then we have an extended lock program that will offer 180 days of security. On that program, that will come with a higher rate because of the added security of the additional 120 days that the lender is taking on in terms of responsibility. But we will offer a float down option with that program. So you'll have the option between 60 and 30 days to float down on that rate.
Interesting. So a couple of options just for sake of conversation. What do you, if we had to say what most people pick, what do most people pick? If I'm like, well, what does everybody normally pick? Is it the 180 with float down? Is it, hey, 60 days, we're going to be done. Just lock it in.
Most people are taking the 60-day lock.
Okay. Because it's a little bit less expensive.
It is. Yeah. Correct. So instead of taking on, assuming the risk or that the market's going to increase and paying the money up front, they'd rather wait until the 60-day time frame without the upfront expense.
But if you're interested in the other, and that's a big thing for you or your husband, talk to the loan officer, right?
It's absolutely right. It's all about peace of mind. So how much do you value peace of mind? Some folks would rather, you know what? Take me out of the market. I don't want the stress of it. This rate is great the way it is, and we can secure it. I can sleep well at night. I'm happy. And that's great. Some folks would rather take advantage of a better price and are more willing to take on that risk.
Yeah, I think that's something that my husband's brought up to our loan officer who, gosh, I mean, we just submitted our loan application maybe 2 weeks ago, and we're already pretty deep into the conversation of when can we lock? You know, he does what we mentioned in the beginning of the episode, a little bit of that lock angst or anxiety. He definitely experiences that. So yeah, definitely looking forward to having him tune into this episode to understand that, you know, it is more so the norm to go with the 60-day. But of course, if you want that peace of mind, that 180 is the option.
And it's a matter of perspective. So we try to offer perspective. So if you look at where rates were in the 70s or even, you know, 4 years ago, whatever that might be, are you satisfied with where we are today? And are you willing to move forward with the rate as it's offered? Because rates change every day. And it's impossible. A lot of folks want to hold out to, I'm going to wait until I can get the best rate. Nobody knows when that's going
to
be.
It's very hard to guess.
It's very hard to land on.
If you could guess the rates, you'd probably be a rich man.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. So, so we want to help them.
They change, but they don't normally, they're not going to go up an entire percent in one day. They're not going to like skyrocket out of control, or we wouldn't have any stability in the housing market. So
that's correct. And we have tools that we utilize that we can find trends so that we can inform our customers. Not that we have the exact answer, but we can give you an idea as to what's taking place or how much it could move and what that would mean in terms of your payment. And is it worth taking that risk, or are you just willing to, let's put this to rest?
Yeah, I think for me so far in this experience, you know, I could, gosh, dwell on what the rate is every single day and you know, spend time keeping up to date with that. But for me, it's, am I comfortable with my monthly payment? So I think that that's a good message just to share with our listeners is to, you know, maybe not get too overwhelmed with the rates varying, but are you comfortable with that monthly payment as it stands with this rate?
That's exactly right. Every month we're going to be making this payment. So if I'm comfortable with it and that's what I signed up for, that was my expectation, and I want to put this behind me, then it does make sense.
Okay, Mike. So how long can I wait until I have to pull the trigger to lock? Can I do like an hour before settlement and be like, okay, I'm ready? Is there a big red button at the table?
No, great question. So we want to lock 30 days outside of closing at a minimum.
30 days prior to closing, which is when I get my keys, sign the house is, that's mine now.
That's an absolute minimum because we're going to take those terms and then we have to repackage your loan and resubmit to underwriting. So we want to make sure we have everything finalized.
There's the underwriter. I knew he'd be back.
There he is again. Looming.
And he wants it repackaged, huh?
He's going to want it repackaged.
Wow, this guy is very demanding.
He's going to want to see it.
And I'm guessing documents. That means like, give me all your documents again, print everything out, maybe a few of them. Is that what repackaging is?
That's what repackaging means. So from when you took application, you provided all these initial documents for initial loan approval. The underwriter reviewed that loan. So you have a really rock solid loan approval.
So you guys didn't lose those files. You have them.
We still have those updated files. And now we know what to ask for in terms of updates. So we want your updated pay stubs, asset statements, credit report will have to be updated so that we know everything is consistent from where it was when we started the process. So it may seem like repetition, but it's not. These are updates and they're useful for us.
So if I did go and buy that boat, it would show up now and you guys would be like, what happened here?
What kind of boat would that be if you did go out and buy that?
Definitely like a 3 or 4 level yacht for me. That's what I need. I need space. I've got to have all the toys that come out, spot for my helicopter to land.
Floaties.
Yeah, floaties for the good kind.
Of course, high quality. But yes, if you were to make that major purchase, we'd have to uncover that. Yes, please don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay, so that's why we repackage it, send it to the underwriter, and most of the time he should be saying, looks good.
Yeah, this is the way we expected it
to look. This is how we expected it to look.
That's right.
Gotcha. Amy, what kind of boat would you get?
You know, I've never really thought about that before. Definitely not a yacht. It wouldn't be my thing. I think I'm more of a cruiser. So whatever the equivalent in boat terms to that would be.
Pontoon.
Okay, hey, that's the one I was looking for.
Yeah, boat expert over here. Yeah, you're
nope,
a pontoon
I'm a beach
girl.
Person.
The other end is the one where you have to use your feet to pedal to get anywhere.
The paddle boat.
Have you ever been so far out because you were so excited and then you realize how far you have to go back?
I actually have been. Once my brother and I got rescued in one of those.
You're kidding
me. In the middle
of
a storm in DC where you can do it outside the monuments.
Was that this past summer?
last weekend.
No, the worst is when you get out there and the person you went with is like, no, I'm too tired. I'm not going to pedal. And you're like, what? Yeah. We came out here together. This is a partnership. This is a commitment.
That's right.
So I would just divide, you know, just go in circles right near the dock. That's the best thing if you're going to have that kind of a boat. Okay, 30 days prior to settlement, we're locking it up. I'm big on research. When I go on Amazon, I read every review. I read all the questions. I look around. What's better? What if I go look around and I see another rate, a cool lower rate? What am I seeing typically? And how do you guys feel if I bring that up every week?
We welcome that, obviously. We understand that there's a competitive market there. And with those competitive offers, I want to remind everyone that an interest rate will vary based on your loan product or your credit score or your loan to value. So it's hard to decipher what rate would apply to your scenario without asking some questions. And we would welcome that offer and that discussion so that we can review it and answer any questions that you may have. So we obviously want to partner up with you and support you throughout the process.
Yeah, I know on the website we have an estimated payment. And if you scroll down, you'll see all the terms. So we have to, by law, we have to reveal kind of how did we come up with this payment? And there are a lot of other factors besides the rate that impacted. I was part of the team that helped develop the calculation for it. And I think that project took me 2 months to get right. And there's a diagram that's like 4 pages long. So not that anyone can't go and shop rates and compare. It's just, it's definitely worth a conversation.
Absolutely.
There's a reason they call them teaser rates is because they're teasing you in and then hoping you don't understand the full breadth of what's going on.
And normally there's an exchange. So the lower the rate means you're coming out of pocket for a little bit more money. And the higher the rate, the less you're coming out of pocket. So it really does depend on what's important to you.
I know doctors love it when you come in and you say, you know what? I Googled it. So I'm pretty sure it's this.
I'm definitely guilty of having done that, especially with my kids.
Do you print it out and like bring it with you?
You know, I'm not big on printing things, but I'll bring a photo screenshot.
Yeah. Are you sure you thought about this?
And the doctor's exactly. Like,
yes.
They're like, ma'am, we got this.
Right. Okay. Kelsey, do you feel a little bit better?
Yeah, you know what I do?
Okay.
I do. Yeah, this was very helpful. Thank you, Mike. So,
of course.
Is there anything we're missing, Mike?
No, I think one most important piece is to celebrate this time when you lock that rate. That should be a celebration. That's an exciting time in the process and knowing that things are coming together and that you're on to next steps, which is coming to a close.
Yeah, I've seen on some of the different Facebook groups and blogs, people, you know, rate locked. It's another milestone. And now you can sort of look forward to knowing what that payment's going to be and one less thing to lose sleep over. Though I never lose sleep over interest rates before, but I guess if you're about to have a new house mortgage payment, you might. That certainly can be stressful.
And give yourself a break. Once you lock that rate and you're satisfied and you're really excited, don't torture yourself by looking and staying on the everyday search, right?
Because if it goes down, you're like,
you're going to drive yourself crazy, right? Yeah. You made a decision to the best of your ability. And
They go down, they go up. You know, over time. So
that's exactly right.
It really depends.
It's kind of like, you know, you just got married, Kelsey. So it's like looking for your wedding dress. Once you make that decision, it's made.
Oh, I thought you were going to say looking at another like boyfriend or something.
I was wondering where that was going.
You meant wedding dress.
I was going in a different direction, but you just have to move on. Don't search anymore. You've committed. Yeah. You made the right decision.
Yeah, I guess either example there works. We'll go with Amy's.
True. Of course, Jason would try to corrupt it.
So we talked about the tip at the beginning of the episode, you know, how do you avoid that rate anxiety? Is that kind of what you mean, which is, do you have a different tip or you're talking about, hey, just once you have it locked in, it's done?
I think for a peace of mind, I think it's so important to all of us.
Think about it that
way.
And
all the stress that we manage on a daily basis, that peace of mind is so critical. And another thing to add to that is when rates move, a lot of folks are concerned like, oh my goodness, my payment just went up $100, $200. Like what, tell me, what's happened. And it's not normally, it could be the cost of going out to lunch. It's not extraordinary. So just to stay calm with that, it's not always going to be so overwhelming.
Okay. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up. That was great. In the next episode, we're going to pick back up in the building process and talk about the final stages of construction from flooring to cabinetry to exterior siding. We're getting close to the end. This is definitely coming together. Very exciting time. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, stay in the loop with future episodes, and visit newhomeowner.com if you want. You can submit questions there or ideas for future episodes and topics. And if you have a friend in the market for a new home, share a podcast with them. Let them know that they can understand exactly what to expect if they buy new construction, especially from Ryan Homes, and have them visit ryanhomes.com and they can browse communities in their area. See you guys next week.